hand you over to Beatrice, or are you starting something?
In fact, the people who are responsible, the leader of package 3, Prostal, are not here, so it's a bit difficult for me because I was not the leader of this work package. But why we ask to the different partners to come, maybe Sten too, if you want. But if you don't want, it's not necessary. It's very, it was really difficult, in fact, because this notion of hard-to-reach group. We started this work package with what does that mean, hard to reach group, and we discovered that depending on our backgrounds, cultural, economical, historical, etc., we don't have at all the same definition of what is hard to reach groups. For example, the British work on community-based actions in France, we would go to jail somehow if we work on community-based actions, because we consider there is only one nation, one people, and no differences. Well, I'm just joking when I said that, but it's the way we approach public. For Romanian, for example, you discussed that, you told us that hard-to-reach groups were minorities, but depending on language minorities.
Not only,
but it's what?
Because the people from rural area are also hard-to-reach groups.
Okay. Other people said that it was people who were in a social difficult situation. So, well, that's to say that it was a very difficult work package to try to have a general overview. So each of us had the possibility to choose an action and an experiment. And that is great, I think we all must say that it was made possible because of this additional money to experiment things which are quite expensive and to see if the idea we had for some experiment can be a model we could reuse afterwards. So I think the questions afterwards is what and how to find additional money to go on and push for those experiments. So I just give 2 minutes each to explain what you did on 3 questions. What were the issue? How did it work? And what are the learnings from it?
Thank you, Beatrice. So we, in Hungary, we've organized a science day in Szolnok, which is a town in the rural area. It's a bigger town in the rural area. We had 1,500 people coming to this science day, and our learning was that I just want to pick 2 of them. That if you want to reach these hard-to-reach groups, we don't use the internet. So these groups have no access to the internet, or if they have access, they're not using it. They are not reading any newspapers, so we had a help from the college, and some college students went from house to house and distributed leaflets, and that's how we could reach the people. And our other learning was that balloons are very important for children.
So I'm from the University of Bucharest, Romania, and as Beatrice Cort said, that it's a problem with hard to reach to define. It's a very inconsistent concept, and we try to make a methodology to define this hard to reach group. In Romania, our targets were the people from the rural area, the pupils from the first cycle of education up to 14 years. We choose some criteria, some macroeconomic criteria to define this hard to reach group. This means we use criteria like motorway and way infrastructure. So how near is this infrastructure from this rural area? We use the rates of unemployment, the migration level, and some other macroeconomic criteria. And after that, we built an sample of 18 pupils, and we find from these questionnaires what are those elements who can build a quantitative index for defined hard-to-reach group. We have this index, and we hope that it's useful for this purpose, to define hard-to-reach. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Kenny from Think Tank. For those of you that came on the tour of Think Tank, hello again. But you didn't expect to see me again so quickly. For this work package, the hard-to-reach audience that we chose was actually adults in nursing and care homes. These people are amongst the most vulnerable in our society. They require 24-hour care. They often face financial barriers to visiting Think Tank or any other venue, and they often require a very intensive staff resource to accompany them on any visit outside of their nursing home. So through the CAST project, we were able to build on our already very successful schools outreach program. We know that taking our learning resources out to our audiences works very well for school children. The public program of activities that we run inside Think Tank for families, we know that is very successful. And for this project, what we wanted to try and experiment with was taking the best of those two projects and putting them together. So we would take our handling collection activities, where we take objects from our natural sciences and our industrial collections, and we would take those out to these nursing homes, to these people that would not be able to come and visit us here. And there's nothing else I can really say other than it was incredibly successful. We learned how to interact with these audiences. It required us to do things in a very different way in terms of the number of staff that we put onto these activities, and of course the way that we actually ran the sessions. But we very quickly learned through the staff in the nursing homes how to interact with both them and the residents of the nursing homes. And as a model, I think this is something that we found particularly important, this model of using handling collections in the nursing home, care home, residential home environment has proven both very successful but also very attractive to other funding organisations. And we now use that as a tried and tested way of trying to raise income in order to carry on working with these audiences in that same way.
Okay. My name is Gregory Magridis. I'm from the University of Cyprus and the European Office. The subject for us was mathematics, and we had two questions. One question was, how can we and what activities we can create and organize in order to manage to engage students who traditionally do not show much interest in mathematics to deal with mathematics and maybe learn some mathematics as well. And the second question was, through this same activity, how could we attract the attention of the public in the sense that what the public usually likes to enjoy, to get involved in this activity and maybe appreciate mathematics as well. The solution for this and the answer to this was to organize a mathematics theater competition. For the students, it was something that they usually like to watch and maybe do, like the X Factor competition, etc., and all these public shows. On the other hand, for the general public, they usually go to theater, but they never get a chance to see a theater with mathematics. So we have been able to see through this process that students who were weak in mathematics, but they had some talent to become actors, they have shown interest to participate in the different plays representing their school. And of course, through the process of presenting mathematics, we, after discussing with teachers, we realized that they also managed to understand some mathematical notions. On the other hand, the general public was able to enjoy what they like to enjoy, watching theater, but with mathematical element in it. What we learned through this is that this activity may nicely work in the sense that It involves the public and the students and the target groups who usually do not show interest in mathematics. It's too costly to organize. We are submitting this under a European proposal now to get funding to run it at the European level. We will see if we are successful, and for sure we will try again if we have the money.
So well, concerning their experience, it's funny. I don't know if I will be able to say it in English correctly, but the thing is it a heart? It's finally a heart-to-reach subject. I mean, you know, the four experiences are really different, and our experiences are different too. But what you experience through mathematics is not hard-to-reach public, but how to work on a difficult subject. And I think it's really something important to consider, that we are in a kind of very difficult thing to clear up of the difference between... Maybe science is a difficult subject by itself, and all the public is a hard-to-reach group considering how to attract to science. That's one of the questions we raised on this, but...
For us, it was even worse, because when I got the email, I thought, hardest to reach group. So we spent a couple of days discussing which was the hardest to reach group we could actually reach. And we thought, physically the hardest to reach group is the people who are in prison, because you physically have to jump the wall and go through the bureaucracy and so on. And the interesting thing is that we knew that there was a group of mothers in prison. In the Spanish system, mothers can keep their children up to 3 years old with them in prison. They do have a kindergarten school, which is very good, but the fact is that they spend most of the time with the children in a prison that looks like a prison, actually. So we designed a little project in which we invited a neuroscientist to help us design very basic contents about how what science can tell a mother with very low level of education, typically, for the kind of person. What science can tell them about how to raise the children, how to provide the proper stimuli for their development from the point of view of developing sight and hearing and basic senses. It was very, very difficult to get there. It took us a lot of time. And once there, it was a very hard to reach group, not only to get there, but also because they obviously have very little interest in things like science. They have other problems to care about. So we learned we really have to fine-tune our skills to get there and deliver a proper message. The results were going to be up in the website, because we made some small cards with basic information about first steps, first sights, first thoughts, first words, and so on. So I think the whole point of how to reach group focus is very, very interesting from the point of view of science museums, which we are usually dealing with the general public.
Thank you. Stian Jungström from Universitetet Science Discovery Center in Gothenburg in Sweden. So we went to shopping mall where normal people work in daytime, so we went there in daytime and thought that now we might meet some people which is hard to reach, we normally do not go to the science center, and we thought that we must do something which is something we really are concerned about. And by that time there was a research report about whether a mobile phone is dangerous to use or not, about radiation. So we put a huge sign in the shopping center that come here and we will measure how much your mobile phone is radiating. And we had many people coming to us discussing about this. And we talked about radiation, and it is really a scary word, radiation. There was one old woman coming to me saying, "I have a pacemaker. Do you think it's dangerous for me to enter the system of the radiating things we have if you're stealing something in the shops you enter and so on?" So many questions about radiation which we really could answer, and that was an interesting thing. We also have a successful outreach program already working, and with this program we changed it to be about radiation, and we went to schools which where there are pupils who normally come from homes where the parents are not well educated, and we had several visits there, and it was very popular. So I think that if you take something like the mobile phone, which is interesting for myself, and talk about that, it makes a difference.
So we went to experiencing something in a shopping mall, and that was the idea we had in Lyon. And the question I have is, we should go where people are instead of always thinking that people should come in where we want them to come. So the idea of the shopping mall, and we chose the biggest shopping mall in the old department, in a suburb of Lyon, which is not the richest suburb, let's say. And we had an exhibition in another place called Earthquakes and Tsunamis. So we decided to take a part of it in this huge shopping mall and see. And we had we thought that everybody would be really interesting in coming and ask us questions. And in fact, and we had three or four Isabel facilitators, because three people all the time explaining. Okay, because for us it was very important to have people who mediate the information and scientific information. And the first thing is, people, when they go in shopping mall, they go for shopping and to buy things. So the first thing is people were coming and say, "What do you sell?" That was really a very problematic thing for us, because we didn't expect at all people just asking this. And when we said we don't have anything to sell, they were not interested anymore. That was the first thing. The second point is, people who were interesting were mainly men, builders, construction, well, people working in constructions, and having very practical questions about how to build a house in a place where you might have earthquakes, because in our regions you have sometimes earthquakes. And it was not that easy, because I think that our facilitators were not really formed to answer that kind of questions. So that's a very interesting experience. The third point was, we were collecting memories of people who experienced or passed through whether an earthquake or a tsunami. And this part went very well, because people were really, as I said, concerned. And we had a very interesting collection of people explaining, and mainly people who are so-called hard-to-reach groups, because many people coming from whether Algeria or Turkey or what? Yes, well, northern part of Africa. And from that basis, people could afterwards they were more open to enter the purpose of the exhibition. And the memories we collected were added at the main exhibition place where everybody could just mark it. So, you know, this experiment and all of the experiments we did show that it's very difficult. It just highlights that the question of public is maybe one of the main issue and one of the main problem for European projects. And we can't consider that we have one public and we don't have at all the same problematic and issues.
Thank you.